Okay, so hello and welcome to our seventh Game of Life Masterclass call. I love this chapter. Every chapter, it just seems like it just grows and grows with this intense energy of excitement with what Florence shares with us. And even though I've read it so many times and even recorded it, there's always something new and magical that pops out. So we'll just begin with a little bit of admin. I do want to remind you that the recordings of all our calls are available for download at Masterclass Central, and you can listen to the video on the private Facebook group. And please download the calls, the recordings of the book, the meditations, the webinars, and the Game of Life modules, all the support tools. Get them, download them to your devices, to all your devices, so that you will have them when you need them. We're going to listen to a meditation today that is on the Masterclass Central. So you can listen to it again anytime you want. It's pretty powerful. So I also do want to remind you that I am going to be presenting the Secret Door to Success Masterclass a few weeks after this class completes, and you will get access to sign up for that first if you would like to do that, and it will be a 14-week class. And the one last piece of business, I would absolutely love it if you would share with me a testimonial of your experience with this class. I will be presenting this again. The plan is to present this again this year. And what you share with me, with permission to share with others, may be just exactly what they need to hear to know if this class is for them or not. I will be sending out an email asking for that. If you could just click reply and send me your thoughts about the class, I would really love it. Okay. So now we're going to go ahead and create our safe, sacred space. So just get comfortable. Take a few deep breaths and we'll quiet our minds. Then we'll say a prayer and then we'll create that sacred circle of love. So again, just get comfortable and close your eyes. And I'm going to ask the angels to please control the energy so our technology will keep us connected and we get a clean, clear recording. Okay, so take another really deep breath, and with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap, just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath and a slow exhale, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those things that you're grateful for and immerse yourself in the emotional fulfillment of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. And just allow life to move you into these answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply just allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor, and focus again on your heart. And just allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound. Or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, I ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north, join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention And we ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and to apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart. All that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. And now we create our circle of love. So I ask you, if you're in Asia, please take the hand of that of an angel and join my circle. If you're in Africa, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Antarctica, just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in South America, please take my hand and that of an angel and complete our circle. We come together as one, with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. So now I ask you to please just step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with the love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. We ask that you accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Just breathe deeply of this light. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, by taking the hands of the angels. And together, we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to the core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring all this powerful love energy back up through the soils, up the water, up the rocks, up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And now we'll get into our class content. So this week's class dives deep into the 7th chapter of the Game of Life, love. Now, in this chapter, Florence speaks of our human emotion of love, but she also speaks of love of the highest order, the love of the divinity, the God part, love being the vibration of strength and stamina. Strength and stamina that's founded and stabilized in an equalization of peace and harmony from deep within. That knowing of being perfectly synchronized with the God part within. The vibrational experience of bliss. Bliss being the perfect state of happiness, a state where you feel so happy that you're oblivious of everything else. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a state of being happy from within to the degree that you're not affected? You're not moved by negativity from outside influences. A state that's so deeply powerful that nothing upsets you. No actions of others, no behavior, no unexpected bills or information. You're in a state where you're happy no matter what's going on around you. A state that supports you to be centered, grounded, and balanced. And this doesn't mean you don't care. It simply means that you have full control of your power to manifest and to manage whatever happens. All from your foundation of bliss, of being that love of the highest order. What would that feel like? Well, Florence sums up this chapter when she states, suffering is not necessary for man's development. It's the result of violation of spiritual law. She says that love is selfless and free from fear. It pours itself out upon the object of its affection without demanding any return. Its joy is in the joy of giving. And that love is God in manifestation. Love being the strongest magnetic force in the universe. So there is the love emotion of the physical world, and then there's the love of the divinity. As we've discussed here and in the Manifesting with Florence membership, we don't really have the words to describe with true clarity the love of the divinity, of infinite spirit, the love of all that is. But let's unpack this as best we can with the vocabulary that we do have. Okay, so when I first began talking to and understanding the communication with my angelic team, I asked them, what's my purpose? And they told me that we are to be love, not just me, that that's everyone's purpose. It's our mission to be love. I would always go, well, what the heck does that even mean? And they showed me as they began to explain. They showed me that we incarnate here to this planet of duality as beings of light, beings of love of the highest order. This is our superconscious, the God part within. And as babies, our conscious and subconscious is also of this love energy, all three levels of consciousness in alignment. And then we grow up. We grow up and we learn to understand language, to communicate, and we experience the duality of this physical world, the joy and the despair. We see the suffering of this physical world, the lack, despair, limitation, and pain. We see it from the perspective of a child. And unless we have an adult to help us navigate these experiences, we discern through our mind of a child. We take in guilt, shame, resentment, despair, disappointment, not being worthy, not being deserving or lovable, and not being good enough. Pain in all forms. We learn this through outside influences because we are love. We are love. But the physical world isn't. Our consciousness learns what experiences are happy and which ones ignite the fight or flight response. Fear energy signaling danger in some way. These experiences that stimulate the fight or flight response rip our consciousness from the bliss of love of the highest order and spirals us out of control into the vibration of fear. And as children, we don't know what to do with these feelings of chaos, confusion, and pain. So we stuff them into the subconscious, hiding them so we can survive. And the subconscious becomes a pit of darkness to hide our pain, all levels of pain, not because we consciously choose to hang on to fear energy, but because we didn't know what to do with it. And these experiences continue as we grow up to be adults. And now as an adult, our conscious and our subconscious are suffering in the pain of the fear of this physical world because that's what our conscious sees. Lack, disease, limitation, fear, and suffering. We stuff those feelings so we can survive. We stuff those feelings and emotions into our subconscious, feeding the pain that's already there. This is the human experience. Living our version of heaven on earth is not a reward for good behavior. Living our version of heaven on earth happens when we stop believing in lack and limitation. When we shut out the last trace of fear and reclaim the love that is our essence, realigning with our subconscious, our superconscious, all our levels of consciousness with that God part within, life changes. Florence told us in the chapter of the Law of Karma and the Law of Forgiveness that we're under grace, not under law. She states that a continued state of bliss awaits the man who has overcome the race or world thought. That in this state, the gifts of God are simply poured out upon him. The way is open to fulfill your square of life. Now, our angels tell us our purpose is to be love, meaning to return to that balanced state of being, the vibration of strength and stamina, founded and stabilized in an equalization of peace and harmony from deep within. That knowing of being perfectly synchronized with the God part within, to be the vibration of bliss, fearless bliss. Bliss being the perfect state of happiness, a state where you feel so happy that you're oblivious to everything else, the state of love of the highest order, no matter what forms of lack, despair, limitation, and fear are around you. It's here In this state of love, that our three levels of consciousness realign as one with the divinity within. It's here, in this stabilized equalization of peace and harmony, this state of bliss, this state of poise, that the gifts of God are simply poured out upon us, and we live our version of heaven on earth. And you're probably thinking, and how do I do that? We open our toolbox and we use what's in there every day. In just a moment, I'm going to list out those support tools that we've covered so far during this masterclass. And some of them are so simple, you may question their power. Do not underestimate these tools. Remember, Florence's teachings are simple, simple, simple. Society tells us to work hard and struggle or you'll never be happy. This is a shameful lie. We're taught that suffering is a natural part of life and that it's selfish to be happy when others are suffering, especially with all the chaos around you. But that too is a lie. Florence tells us that suffering is not necessary for our development. Suffering is the result of the violation of spiritual law. Suffering is a result of believing in lack, limitation, and not being good enough. The suffering isn't a punishment. It's simply the result of cause and effect, stimulated by our belief. Florence explains to us that all disease, all unhappiness come from the violation of the law of love, that man's boomerangs of hate, resentment, and criticism come back laden with sickness and sorrow. It's all of a low vibration of fear. Are you holding resentment? Do you criticize others? Well, we can't control the behavior of others, but we can control our own. We can control our words, our thoughts, our actions towards others and toward ourselves. And when it's revealed to us, we can then control whether we hold on to a belief that's not true or let it go. And rewrite that neural pathway of belief to the truth. How much do you berate yourself for making a decision that didn't work out very well? Question is, were you making the best decision that you could with the information you had? And if so, that's all you could have done. The angels have told me that sometimes when we make a decision based on the information we have, and it doesn't turn out very well, that experience is a stepping stone to something better. That's why we only received the information we had. If we'd had better information, we'd have made a different decision, and we wouldn't have created the stepping stone experience that we needed to ultimately create the outcome of our highest good. When we're in a state of grace and bliss, we aren't holding negativity in our body. And outside influences of negativity don't move us, because we're at a higher vibration of energy and they cannot engage with us. And this doesn't mean we don't care or think that we're better than. Not at all. Being in a balanced state of grace and bliss, being the love energy fully in alignment with our superconscious, gives us the strength and stamina to support others from a state of love. The healing love that is our essence expands out to the world around us, all to the people and the situations and the earth. And standing in the state of grace and bliss in love energy gives us the strength and stamina to manage the power within us to create the highest possible outcome in all situations and relationships. And we're fearless, confident, poised. We have clarity of thought to be the voice for those who are afraid to speak for themselves. We have the wisdom to be silent. And we have the self-confidence of not being moved by life's events. So let's talk about human love for just a moment. Society teaches us that we need a partner to be happy. And that's not true. To be happy, truly happy, we need to love ourselves. We need to see ourselves as our angels see us. Love energy. The negative feelings we hold for ourselves come from the influence of others. What we should look like, how we should behave, how we should dress or where we should live, what kind of car we should drive, how we should think. We're taught that we need the approval of others. We need to care about what they think of us. All of this is a lie. The only approval you need is your own. And no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you are enough. You are good enough to be loved. You are love. And that feeling of being loved begins with you. And through that love of self, you radiate out from you love of the highest order and attract to you like a magnet people who will love, honor, and respect you and embrace you safe in the same love energy you hold for yourself. This is what we want to teach our children, how to love themselves, to love, honor, and respect themselves so that they attract to them people who will love, honor, and respect them. Now, again, in this chapter, Florence speaks of mother worry and the effect fear energy has on the human body and how it affects your children when they feel that anxiety of worry coming from you. If you feel that you must worry about your children or you're not being a good parent, let's talk about it. Because the full truth is that worrying about your children is the worst thing you can do for them. And we've talked about that at length in some of the other classes. But if you need more support, let's talk about it in the Facebook or after the class. And just make no mistake, fear energy will destroy your body and it will destroy your relationships. Fear will hold you in bondage just as if you were in a dark, dank prison cell. Now, for years, I didn't think I had a choice about fear and worry. It was a part of everyday living. And then every time I set my intention to improve my life, I got handed my behind on a plate. It was as if life wasn't bad enough. When I set my intention to improve my life, it would blow up or implode. You know, both were just awful. And now I understand the bigger picture, that the universe wasn't testing me or punishing me by blindsiding me with some form of adversity. No way. Now I know that the hidden fear within me was jumping in my face so I could face that fear, process through the pain of it, and be free of it. Now, I've been teaching these classes for 12 years. And I know that if adversity hasn't already popped up in your life, it will. Florence's teachings are not for the faint of heart, because when you start moving energy, when you start facing and deciding, what do I really believe? How do I really feel? How do I want to feel? What do I really want? And it is possible. All those fears that have been hidden come up. Not to punish, but begging to be healed. So when this happens, if it's already happened, you're not alone. Reach out for support. That's why there's a private Facebook group to support you. And you've all been very quiet in there. And I know your life has been kicking up dust. Reach out for support. You do not have to do this by yourself. And if you start posting something that's going on with you, everybody gets to join in and support you. And they feel safer to share what's going on with them. We're here for each other. You know, I learned years ago that you just can't move this much energy without providing support for people to process through it. That's why we have the private Facebook community. Reach out if you need help. Now, it's not hard to live your version of heaven on earth. Our human brain and the fear that we suck up tells us that it's hard, but it's not. But it does take effort. You have to apply the action steps that you've learned. You know, this is not your first rodeo. You've probably taken classes. I know you've read books. You read Florence all the time. But do you apply what you take in? It takes applying what you learn every day. These concepts have to become your lifestyle. Now, I wrote the book on taking a class, taking in all the information, or reading Florence's works and then not applying. I know it's easy to get caught up in everyday life. The laundry still has to be done, and the dishwasher has to be emptied. Food has to be prepared. But you have to put yourself first so that your cup stays full and you can support others, your family, your friends, by first taking care of yourself. Now, here are some of the support tools that we've discussed. Number one, breathe in deeply. You know, our human way of existing is to breathe shallowly, and when we're stressed, we hold our breath. And as a result, our body becomes exhausted, and we have no clarity of thought or focus. Our brain becomes foggy, and our vital organs struggle to perform. Your body must have a steadier diet of oxygen to align with the love that is your essence, to attain that experience of bliss. So I want you to take a deep breath with me right now. Right now. We'll do it together. So we're going to breathe, hold, and release. So take a really deep breath. In 2, 3, 4. And hold. 2, 3, 4. And release. 2, 3, 4. Deep breath. Hold and release. If you haven't taken a deep breath all day, I know your body's going, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Put a timer on your phone. Take those deep breaths. Number two, accept this truth. No matter who you are or what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live your version of heaven on earth, and you have the power to do so. It is your birthright. This is an inherent truth No ego, just the truth. Number three, accept what your life is in this moment. And remember, acceptance doesn't mean you're in agreement with what's happening. If you are in agreement, you love your life, everything's great, wonderful. But if you're not, acceptance of what your life is in this moment stops that internal battle within you of your conscious choosing to want something different versus your subconscious telling you no. Number four, consciously choose the energy you wish to be. Consciously choose to stop worrying. Give your worries to your worry angel. Make the conscious choice. And consciously choose to accept your power. Number five, your body will tell you when there's an energy within your subconscious that's blocking you by making you feel resistance energy in your body. And we talked about this in our first call. Plus, I added an additional audio and video about resistance energy. Face this energy. Don't ignore it. Number six, I've discussed at length tools to support you to process through that resistance energy and rewrite neural pathways of belief, those subconscious records. Rewriting the lie of not being good enough to the truth that you are good enough for anything that you want. Two of the specific tools I've shared is how to follow those breadcrumbs of energy and the Sedona method of release. And sometimes all we have to do is look at it, face it, and it loses all its power and it's gone. Because we've talked about how quantum physics teaches us to observe energy and that when we observe it, it reacts differently. When it's fear energy, it loses its power. And when it's love energy, it increases. Number seven, you know how to infuse people and situations with love energy to shift your vibration out of fear into love and open the way to create a higher outcome. Number eight, I've added guided meditations to support you to shift your energy. Plus, you have all that tried and true, simple action steps of choosing to be grateful. Gratitude is love energy. It's free, it's simple, and it's powerful. And your body knows when you're not in that energy, that love energy of gratitude. When you recognize it, change it. Number nine, you know how to forgive what you've been holding in unforgiveness. And you know how to recognize it through your energy. And if you don't know how to do this, post in the Facebook group, ask for help. There is a program, Give the Gift of Forgiveness, at Masterclass Central. But if you need help, reach out. And number 10, if you have your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook in paperback form or downloadable PDF, every section is specifically designed to support you to hold on to your power. Understand the energy within you, reveal the questions you need answers to, and ultimately manifest a higher outcome over and over and over again till you've fulfilled your square of life and you're living your version of heaven on earth. You know what to do when you're blindsided by adversity. But the key to actually being successful at all of this is applying what you know. Stop your suffering. Apply your support tools. Become the energy of bliss no matter what's going on around you. to attain the poise Florence speaks of, be aware of your body and take the action steps to manage your internal energy. You can do this. So let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned the difference between human love and love of the divinity, what Florence means by poise, what it is, and how we can achieve it. We now have a better understanding of the truth that we really don't need to struggle, and that subconsciously we're choosing to struggle because we're not consciously using our tools. We now have a clearer understanding of how resentment, criticism, worry, all fear energies destroy our human body, causing disease and sickness. And we went over our support tools to overcome the fear of this physical world and shift to the vibration of love and bliss to manifest our version of heaven on earth. Okay, so now I want to share the prosperity vibration meditation with you. And it is already available to you, but today we're going to share it together. And I'll just start that.
Place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, palms up, close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And take a deep breath in. Slowly exhale. And take another slow, deep breath. Now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace things that you're grateful for and feel the emotional fulfillment of gratitude. Take deep, full breaths of gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Now just take a few deep breaths in. And we continue with eyes closed, breathing deeply. You are a limitless being of love and light. You are good enough, worthy, and deserving of all the things that make your heart sing with joy. Now, with quiet, assertive conviction, repeat after me. I deserve to be happy. I am limitless. I am the master creator of my reality. Now we ask our angels of creation to join us, to come close and help us achieve the highest vibration of love possible. Take a deep breath, and together we hold the safe space to tap into the love vibration of your higher self. Take another deep breath and allow yourself to access your creation energy. You may see the sparkles of possibility, or you may feel it as a limitless, bold energy, or you may simply have an awareness that it's there. We ask the creation angels to help us shift the three aspects of our consciousness into alignment, knowing with every cell of your body that you deserve to be, do, and have whatever your heart desires. As your angels hold you in this beautiful space of possibility, take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel the surge of love pulsating throughout all aspects of your essence, your conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. Take a deep breath as we ask the creation angels to come closer still, to continue expanding and intensifying your shift to the highest vibration of love. Take another deep breath, and with each deep breath, embrace the vibration of love and notice the size of your access to creation energy. It gets larger with each breath. You are limitless possibility. You can be, do, and have anything and everything that makes your heart sing with joy. It's already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. There's more than enough creation energy to fulfill all your dreams. It's here for you now and always. What does the energy feel like to receive what you've chosen to create? Open your arms wide to welcome the energy of creation into form. Take a really deep breath and breathe life into what you wish to create. The angels of creation assist and support you. Now take another really deep breath and take in the excitement of what you've created. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Let's ground and anchor this energy. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, all the way down to the love light at her center. Your roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, and after wrapping around the sphere, the roots draw love back up through the earth, through your feet and legs, to your heart, connecting you as one with the love energy of Mother Earth. Now again, take another deep breath in, and allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your feet flat on the floor, your hands in your lap, and bring this love vibration with you into this moment. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
that state of poise that Florence talks about, that reconnection and alignment of our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious in that love of the highest order, for lack of a better term, that divinity within. We all have the ability to shift into that energy, to be that energy, no matter what's going on around us. And it doesn't mean that we don't care. It just means that we're in alignment with the love energy of God, of infinite spirit, of the universe, of the creator of all that is. We're in alignment. Because God doesn't fear. What would our life be like if we didn't fear, we didn't worry, if the experiences of this world didn't move us into a panic? And there's been a lot of that in the last couple of years, way more than we've ever experienced in our lifetimes. But we can overcome that. Intention is everything. Okay, so if you have any questions about this, we'll talk about it. Ask your questions. I know, again, this is a lot. So you can ask me any questions you have now, or you can post them in the Facebook community if it comes up later. And again, as always, we are moving a tremendous amount of energy, so please be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water. Use your tools. And next week, we'll dive into Chapter 8, Intuition or Guidance. And that completes our content. So I'll stop my share.